I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This entry is called Tiptoeing Through the Troubles. Now and then, I find the energy and inner fiber required to hoist an invisible bat. You know, the bat it takes to shoo away all those negative rants that keep hurling themselves at me. My best defense against loud and squeaky pessimism in these worrisome times is humor. Yep, humor. I've tried just about everything else in this quest for peace of mind, quietude of attitude, calming of the stormy seas. Yelling back gets me nowhere when expert and practiced yellers abound. Logical rhetoric bounces off the negative screeds of doomsayers. Scientific evidence goes nowhere when wrestling words with a true believer. Even screaming into a pillow can only comfort me for so long. So, in order to get through the day, in order to cling to sanity and goodwill, in order to stay the course of a day worth living, I reboot my attitude with a dash of humor. Botox for prunes. This seems like an idea worth pursuing. What could be more important in the middle of a political argument? I just step back silently and contemplate wrinkled prunes and their possible salvation. Stop plate tectonics. A great way to fritter away the time I do not spend listening to gossip or crazed media shouters. I merely contemplate impossible projects. The great thing about hopeless causes is that they are never resolved. There is no danger of running out of project. It's like building a pyramid with small pebbles. Let's ban plate tectonics. When cornered by a hovering, loquacious spouter of unfounded data and imagined magical solutions, I once again reach into my capricious mind and sink pleasantly into denial. Invert all frowns. What could it hurt? Take a frown, turn it upside down, and I have the beginnings of a nice day. Just freeze that smile in place till the latest grim forebodings have passed on by. Duck! And as otherwise decent people resort to memorize what's this world coming to rhetoric, I tend to look them in the eye, pretend to pay attention, and quietly dip into my trove of funny thoughts and merry musings. I duck. This is survival at its gentlest. Gentle is the only approach worth remembering when all the ungentle actions of daily life run amok. Amok or amok? Your choice. See, I do have choices that evade woke and dogma and power grabs and exploitation. I can just meditate on which fork in the road to take on my lifetime journey. I am the only person who can decide whether to run amok or amok. I can tiptoe on by, hoping no one will notice.